This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Orioles win in extras yesterday, 8-4. They end an 8-game losing streak. They're rained out today. We'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. And joining us now to talk some Orioles baseball, he joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It is Ben McDonald from Masson. And Ben, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. How badly did they need to get that win yesterday, getting out of Milwaukee?
But good afternoon. Always good to be with you guys. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, obviously you've lost 8 in a row. You're trying to win a ball game, right? And I tell you what, I was impressed with the fight, and the comeback. And what I really liked was the hitting with runners in scoring position. And we know, look, you guys have talked about it. We've all talked about it. The Orioles did a really good job. You know, yesterday got 6 base hits with runners in scoring position, 8 for the series, which is the second most they've had in any series this year. They had 9, the series before against the Nats. So that's one thing that is starting to trend in the right direction for the Orioles. The last 2 series have been their best of the year, hitting with runners in scoring position. And, yeah, I mean, look, Milwaukee's got a good team. They pressure you up. You guys watch the games, I'm sure, of them. I mean, they really run. They find a way to pressure you up. It's a tough team to pitch against. It's a pretty average offense with some guys that can really, really go. You know, and they're pitching, even though they've had a lot of injuries, their pitching is solid as well. So good to get out of town with a victory, and hopefully that'll get some momentum coming in here to Boston for this doubleheader tomorrow.
Does Bautista look okay to you mechanically? Like, does he – obviously the velo's down, and we know what he's coming back from, and that's going to be some fits and spells. But I felt like at the end of the last homestand, he looked like he was maybe even more over the top to me, and then the command has kind of failed. But I don't – you know what you're watching way more than me.
Well, no, to your point, his mechanics to me are off. I don't think it's about an arm slot. I think the arm slot to me looks the same, but what's happening is – his body is getting out in front. If you see where all of his misses were the last couple, like he's missing up above the top of the strike zone, right? He's just high in the zone. And he does want to throw that fastball to the top quadrant of the strike zone, but he wants to obviously be in the strike zone. So his body's out in front a little bit of his arm. His arm's not quite catching up. So, yes, for me, it's a mechanical issue with him right now. But I will say this about Felix. It's tough, man, for a reliever. When you're not getting constant reps and going out there every other day, at least every third day, it's tough to kind of get that mechanical thing going a little bit. But to your point, yes, mechanics are off a little bit. But I do think the more he goes out there, he'll figure that piece of it out.
Ben, what do you see that's off with Yennier Cano?
You know, that's a great question. I'm watching his stuff. I'm looking at the metrics. It all looks the same. I think it's more about location and command with him. And so it could be a little bit of a mechanical issue with him. But you go back to the homestand, he left that breaking ball. You know, he tried the backdoor breaking ball, left it right in the heart of play. They went for a home run. You know, he just hasn't been as sharp. And I remember last year he went through a little bit of a phase where, you know, I don't know if it was quite this bad, but he was off for 2 or 3 outings, you know, and then he kind of figured it out and he got going again. I still like Yennier Cano. I think he's a ground ball guy. And to you guys' point, I think his fastball has been elevated a little bit. He's at his best when he's down to bottom of the knees, letting that sinker play, creating a lot of ground balls. But I think mechanically he's off a shade right now, and I don't think he's getting the ball quite where he wants to get it right now. But I do like him a lot. I think he's going to be a big piece going forward.
Talking with Ben McDonald's Inside Access here on The Fan. Yesterday, Adley Rutschman had his first game with two extra base hits since opening day. Are you confident that Adley can get righted?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I mean, look, I know Adley's taking a lot of heat. I know it's not been great for him, you know, the second half last year and tremendous start this year. And I hate to keep talking about mechanics, you know, but I'm watching Adley at the plate occasionally, and I think his swing mechanics are off a shade. You know, he wanted to kind of flatten his swing a little bit. That was a big discussion this offseason. I still see him dipping a little bit. That front shoulder's coming up. He's swinging at a bottom to top a little bit more than probably what he wants to right now. But it was good to see him get to the right side. He got to the right side. He hit the three-run homer. But look, these kids, the only thing I can tell you is I see them every day when I'm here. I watch them when I get to the ballpark 4 hours before the game. I watch them go through all their routines. They're hitting in the cages. They're hitting on the field. All the things they do, it's the same as it's been, you know, the last 4 or 5 years. They're getting after it every day, trying to correct some things. So I know they're working on some things. I know it's not happening as fast as they want it to or we want it to as fans. To get going, it's obviously been a very tough year, you know, with Brandon, of course, getting fired and Tony Mancelino taking over now. But I always tell people, look, there's no magic wand and we can wave over this team. It's not a quick fix anywhere. I just don't think that there is. I think it's going to be a fix of keeping and trusting the process, going out there, working your tail off until things turn around and until you get some guys back. And to me, that's been the biggest key. I know people sit back and they go, oh, but everybody's hurt. Everybody's banged up. No, I know that's a part of it, too. You can't make those kind of excuses. But this has been a real issue for the Orioles, the injuries. I think we had 15 guys on the IL at one time and some big-time performers. And that has hurt this club more than anything, in my opinion.
I haven't heard an update on Gary Sanchez. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't really been going out and seeking it out. It was a weird signing to me on a lot of levels. And it looks like he will be out at least for a little while longer. What have you thought of Maverick Hanley? And is he somebody, given the way this season has gone, who's worthy of something of a look-see?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get a look, you know, and he's getting one now. And look, I can go all the way back to when Maverick Hanley was drafted in 2019. I think it was the same draft that Rutschman came out of. And I remember talking to scouts, and I actually had Maverick Hanley in a super regional. Stanford came in and played Mississippi State in Starkville, Mississippi. I saw him his junior year. I saw Kyle Sowers on that team as well that year. And I got to see both of those guys and saw him get drafted by the Orioles. And Maverick Hanley, I'm telling you, all the scouts I talked to at the time said he is as good or better than Adley Rutschman. He threw out more guys his junior year at Stanford than what Adley Rutschman threw out his junior year at Oregon State. So defensively, look, he can catch with anybody. He's a catch and throw. He's a smart kid, chemical engineering degree. Like, he is a rocket scientist. You know what I mean? Like, he knows the game. He'll adapt well defensively. The biggest knock on him, even in college, was can he hit the ball enough to stick in the big leagues? Can he get that? Was always the knock. And I know, you know, in the minor leagues, you go look at the numbers. The numbers haven't been great in the minors. But this year, he was absolutely burning it up, having clearly his best year in the minors, you know. So, look, it's going to take him a little bit of time to adapt to big league pitching. But, you know, when you talk about a backup catcher, you talk about a guy that typically doesn't hit well but really calls a good game, defends well, throws well, blocks well, and certain Maverick Hanley can do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Ben, we know that the season got off to a disastrous start for Charlie Morton, but we've seen the best of him recently. He's going to be back in the starting rotation this weekend at Fenway Park. What do you think about the move, Morton going back into the starting staff?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, obviously you're paying Charlie to be a starter, and you want him to be a starter. And you mentioned it was a disastrous start for him. There's no two ways around it. You know, just too many walks, too many times behind in the count, leaving balls over the heart of the plate. A real head scratcher for a guy that's got, you know, in his 18th year in the big leagues. And it wasn't like he fell off big time in Atlanta last year. I mean, I went back and looked at the numbers again, you know, 165 innings, a 4.19 ERA, which is big league average, you know, for a starter. He was very serviceable last year. So I don't think anybody saw it, because if you go back and look at spring training was solid for him. Like, it was a solid spring training. And all of a sudden, it kind of went sideways. But I am very, very encouraged lately how he's been throwing the ball. I mean, his last three relief appearances, if I'm not mistaken, it's a 9 1/3, only 4 hits. And he's only given up 2 runs. And my biggest number for him in that 9 1/3, he's only walked 2. And he struck out 12. And so I think he's at a part now. He's deserving of getting back in that rotation. You need somebody in that rotation, and he has a lot of experience. And so, look, it's time to run him back out there and see what he can do.
Ben, how was the slide?
The slide was good. The slide was a little bit higher, a little bit longer than Old County Stadium, because when I played there with the Brewers many years ago, I had to go down that slide. So many years later, I had to go do it again. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, look, we're trying to have fun, and you know, Ryan O'Hearn said it best when I talked to him the other day. He said, man, this is a shitty season going on right now. But he said, you know what? He said, I have worked my tail off to get to the big leagues. I've sacrificed a lot. I've busted my butt like a lot of guys in this clubhouse. You know what? He said, I'm going to continue to bust it every day. And he said, I'm going to continue to be pleased about being in the big leagues. It's a blessing. I'm going to keep working my butt off every day until this thing turns around. So I love Ryan O'Hearn. I love his honesty. I love he's a leader, one of the leaders of this team. He's a big part of this team offensively, having a great year. But that kind of sums it up. We're going to continue to have fun and hope this Orioles get this thing turned around, man. The last 4 months of the season is going to be fun.
Ben, you're the best. Thank you, as always.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank always you. Good to talk to you.
Have some lobster for us.
I just say
hi to the birds.
I just want to state for the record that just because you say excuse my French, the FCC does not take kindly to what came after, so unfortunately I had to dump that.
That was without skipping a beat, but hey, you can go on the Odyssey app.
Yes,
you can go back. Right. Ben labels the segment. If you want to hear
that,
what
might
Ben
be something to isolate there. And he said that O'Hearn.
Wow.
Did he?
O'Hearn said it. Yeah.
O'Hearn said,
yeah. Excuse my French, though, makes it okay.
That's the excuse my French line.
I wouldn't like,
with all due respect,
I would like to see him tell that same story on Masson tomorrow if they get one of these games.
Yes. Excuse my French.
Because I don't think they have a dump button on Masson.
No, they don't. Well, you would know. You worked there.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess maybe in the truck.
Yeah,
I guess
somebody in the truck does.
Well, hopefully we find out. Hopefully Ben puts it to the test.
Yes. Coming up next.
Don't just save that for terrestrial radio.
Yeah, apologies for the dump.
Bring it to the booth.
Go to the Odyssey app if you want to hear what Ben said.
So did they didn't hear anything else he said after that?
I had to dump it.
Oh, no. They just skipped a lot.
I had to dump it. Yeah. Just because you say excuse your French doesn't make it okay.
We kick them off and we double dump.
Usually if you double dump.
Usually it
hangs up.
We bring that out.
That's what happened to Joe Flacco.
We bring it out at people. You don't see it coming.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, the Terps have a new AD. His name is Jim Smith. He spoke today. We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.